I had lunch on Friday with my friend Anne, a social worker and therapist, and asked her if she could tell me why at my advanced age I feel quite unadvanced when it comes to emotional and psychological and spiritual maturity, why I still feel unsettled with some of life's most basic questions. Looking around Red Cow, I said, everyone always seems so content and self-assured, like they've got things figured out. And she responded, well, they're not, and they don't. You're doing the work, and they might not have a clue where to start. Just eat your lunch. So I did. George Carlin once said, just when I discovered the meaning of life, they changed it. At the age of 75, Abram probably figured he'd made it, that he was where he was supposed to be. But then he had to pack it all up and go. Jesus' disciples had been to the mountaintop, Nirvana. They wanted to pitch their tents there. Jesus tells them to get up. Get going. Being ill at ease at Lent, during Lent, is fortuitous. It's always uncomfortable to have to leave where we are, to get up out of that lazy boy and undo well-practiced but tired ways of being. It's always uncomfortable to be reminded that an authentic Christian life always includes surrender and transformation. Lent is not intended to recall a notable death and resurrection 2,000 some years ago, but provides the opportunity for dying and rising here and now. Clarissa Pinkola Estes writes, we all have a heritage of being gutted. We have also, of necessity, perfected the knack of resurrection. All of us, like the disciples, have found ourselves face down on the ground, frightened, confused, doubting, questioning, crying, dying. As Christians, we're not immune from any of it. But as Christians, we meet the call to get up and get going again and again, practicing until perfected the knack of resurrection, our transfiguration.